Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
He's in the building. Sipo the Gift is here. And the sound, like, is really, really dope. How would you describe your sound, Sipo the Gift? Danny, is it like the Gift is the surname? Is that how? Is that the way that we're supposed to approach this?
To everyone who's listening, and thank you for this opportunity. It's cool to be here.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a ironic play on the word Sipo, which means gift.
Yes.
So it was just like tongue in cheek type of thing.
So it wouldn't, if you had to like fill out your name and surname as like on an artist register somewhere, you wouldn't go like first name Sipo, second name the Gift,
no,
and mess with people like that.
No.
Huh? Okay. So, but so I'm gonna say Sipo the Gift the whole time because that's the brand, that's the thing.
Okay, that's cool.
So a double gift, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you've got the sort of confidence that hip-hop requires.
Yeah, hopefully I have the music to back it up.
So tell me about the sound.
If I can describe my sound, it would be based on, like, lyrical content and musicality.
Yeah.
Because that's what I like, so I try to infuse a lot of jazz, a lot of choral music as well, a lot of melodic stuff, and just... Basically, it has a message behind it.
Hmm.
Like, if you'd listen to that song and a lot of the music on the project that I just released, it's very personal to me. It deals with stuff like depression, finding myself, like, going through a lot of self-discovery and
going
self-mastery.
The most.
Yeah.
And is it difficult to write about that stuff? Or does it get easier? And do you ever fall into the trap of going through the most in order to write great stuff?
Well... No, I'd kind of say life inspires the music, because I don't know if people, well, most people won't know, but I had stopped making music for about 2 years, and I only started again to
What did you do in those 2 years that you weren't?
I did what every boring person does. I went and got a boring 9-to-5 job.
I mean, what a sellout. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went through some stuff in those 2 years, and I just wanted to write about it because I'd lost kind of the passion for music. And
what brought you back there?
I remember why I actually make music, or why I like making music, which is not necessarily for the fame and the glitz and whatnot. Just it's something that's always helped me get through things and express myself. And you know that one thing that you're here for, discovering your higher purpose, whatever, all that lovely talk. But that's music for me. Like literally, that's how I feel when I make music, and that's the message that I want to portray with the music as well.
Very, very cool. What do you think it is the thing that sets you apart from everyone else that is young in South Africa and trying to make music their thing?
This is not something that I purposely made a point to be different, but I get people telling me all the time, firstly, you don't look like a rapper, you don't sound like a rapper, none of your songs sound like
pieces of rap. Yeah.
Or I get people telling me you sound a lot older than you actually are. So I think those would be what sets me apart, but I can be both.
What does your life look like? Paint me through like what your life looks like. You know, we all have this idea. I mean, looking at you, I would say like you've probably got a really creative group of friends. You probably like record early hours of the morning. You probably sleep till like 11. Am I making like really bad misconceptions here about what you're like? Tell me about the Sipo the Gift ecosystem.
Well, I just moved to Joburg, so
cool.
for now, it's just...
How long is just?
Like, 2 weeks.
Okay. And how's it going so far?
I mean, it's an adjustment, so for now, it's just me and my girlfriend in our apartment, me making beats all day, taking meetings whenever I can.
Yeah.
But it...
And water, like it sounds like.
Yeah, there's
now
water here.
Now, was she born in, she lived in Cape Town as well, or was she here and then you moved?
No, we both moved from Cape
Town. You both moved?
Yeah.
And what moved her here?
Me?
You. See, now that's, and what does her life look like then? Because it's quite a big thing in a relationship when you move for the one person.
Yeah, but she's equally as boring as me.
Really? Wow, what does she do?
She does the same thing as me, like 9-to-5. Which I'd rather not talk about.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, basically that's what we do, spend our time making music. And she's basically the one that advises me on what to do and what not.
You know, this is pretty cool. This is like a dope story. You were in Cape Town, the two of you. You wanted to move to Joburg to pursue your music. Now you make beats all day. Like, this is, are you in love?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
We actually met while I was pursuing the academic route in Stellenbosch.
Yeah.
I was studying to be an engineer.
Okay.
Didn't quite complete that, but something good came out of it, I guess.
Yeah, because you found love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it hard to be, like, do you think there's, it's difficult to be young and in a, like, it's quite a level of commitment that you clearly have to each other to move and to do all of that. It's quite like, not romantic comedy-esque, but less of what you hear of with young people in 2018.
Well, I think that goes back to what I was telling you on earlier on. Like, lots of people always say, like,
you're an old soul,
old soul, so I've always never been interested in, like, what people my age are interested in and, like, years ahead.
What is it that kind of do you think, if you had to distill it, and it's such a cheesy, overtraded question, but what is it, do you think, if you had to try and distill it, is the main source of inspiration for the art that you create through your music?
If I had, it would be other creatives, if I could be as abstract as I'd like. I gain most inspiration by watching people who are doing what I would like to be doing one day. Not necessarily in that I take aspects of what I'm doing, but just looking at them living out their passion inspires me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, the desire to translate my experiences to other people. Like, I'm inspired by a lot of art, not in terms of, like, music, but there's a specific artist from PE. I don't know if you know George Pemba. He was a social realist, and what he would do, he would paint people in his environment, but through the way he painted them, it would tell a story about who he was. Do you get what I'm saying? So I always aspired to do that with my music.
Yeah.
Not necessarily only tell my story, but paint a picture of the people around me by telling my experiences.
Now, what do the parents and the family and the friends and everybody think of this? I've moved to Joburg 2 weeks ago with my love, and we sit in the apartment and we make beats the whole day story. What is the take?
Oh, well, seeing that I didn't finish the engineering, my dad's not my favorite person, or I'm not his favorite person at the time, but I think he'll change when things start to work out.
Well, the thing is that he's probably not realizing that he's just giving you more material to write about. So he needs to just pretend like this is all fine, and then there's like no artistic angst in what you're doing. And okay, so and everyone else, what do they think?
Everyone else is pretty supportive, but I think it's the idea of me doing this is so different and juxtaposed to my actual personalities that people don't actually realize what I'm doing, to get what I'm saying, until they see it on TV or hear it on radio.
Yeah.
Because I told you in person, I'm actually a chilled person who doesn't look like they do what they do.
I don't know. I think maybe you're overthinking that a bit. You certainly walk in with a bit of a swagger and a vibe to you. I wouldn't be able to pull off a large, oversized jacket, and yet somehow you are managing to do that right now. Everyone will see when we take the picture. Producer Palesa, you're reacting with your face to some of the things that Sipo the Gift, the double-barreled gift, is saying. Anything you want to ask this guy?
It's just I comment how at such a young age he decided to just follow his dream.
Yeah, and he's pretty self-assured,
So if you want it, you just go for it, which for me is quite commendable.
Yeah. And there's something quite cool about that him and the girlfriend have moved,
you know,
2 weeks ago,
Bonnie
and she moved
Clyde,
for him. Like, it's like a cool little love story. And then it ties in, and then your music is like also like super artistic and super great ebbs and great flows. You're like the kind of person that all the other couples are going to want to be friends with. Watch, these Joburg people are going to latch onto you, because number one, you're from Cape Town, which immediately makes it cooler. And then two, you've got this whole vibe and situation happening, so you're going to make friends very easily.
I don't know
if you're going to like them back and if they're going to be cool enough out here from Joburg. Because they'll definitely all have 9-to-5s. But I think it's quite an exciting time to be you. What is it that you want to achieve? We've got 9 months basically left of 2018. What's the plan? Because you look like you got a goal. And if you were studying engineering, you're definitely a smart guy.
Yeah.
So you've got smart in you. And you're just going to channel it into the music now and make it work from a business perspective. But what's the POA here?
The plan of action for the near future would be to introduce Sipo the Gift to the larger national crowd and, like, the Joburg crowd, because a large part of my following comes from outside of the country, so I'd just like to capitalize and, like, set base in Joburg, start doing shows, be more visible and that type of thing. In terms of the business side, I literally do everything from my own music to my own cover arts to my own everything, basically. So I'd like to channel that and streamline it into something that resembles a record label or something.
Dope.
So I can put out my own music. Do you get what I'm saying?
So cool.
And I'd just like to be independent and in charge of my own music and my own product at the end of the day, so I can control my creativity.
I think it's cool that we're catching you in this space and time. I think, yeah, I think it's going to be I think it's going to be a good rest of the journey, because you've taken that leap of faith and you're doing the thing, and you're making it happen. If we take, because you know people are stupid, they're not as smart as you, they're going to take one thing away from this interview. What's the one thing they should take away from this double-barreled gift that sits here before me?
Well, I don't think that would be such a big problem, because definitely you're going to be seeing more of me, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But I'd like people to understand that there's meaning behind my music, and there's something for everybody. That's basically what I'd like people to gather from all of this.
I dig it. It's a simple message. It's a great vision. That's a Sipho the Gift there hanging out. If you missed any of this conversation, you can get the podcast in iTunes, plus on cliffcentral.com. That's going to be up in a mo. And to keep up with Sipho the Gift, it's me, Sipho, on Twitter. It is Sipho the Gift on Facebook, Sipho the Gift on Instagram, and SiphoTheGift.com. And the music is also all available for you to figure out where you buy it, where you listen to it, where you can download some of it for free, maybe, maybe not, SoundCloud, all of that on all of those platforms. Sir, thank you so much for stopping by and hanging out.
Thank you for having me. It's been an honor. Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.